Right. Today we're doing Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. We left off already at the two dots, so we're like way down, seven lines down the page or so, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda. So the Bach changes it to what? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav? Yeah, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Minayin leberchas hamazon acharei min haTorah. How do we know that you're supposed to say berchas a bracha on food after you finish eating your food? How do I know? Shneamar, because the pasuk says viachalta visavata uvirachta. You eat, you're satiated, you bench. So therefore, you see explicitly in the pasuk that after you're satisfied, after you're satiated, then you bench. Great. Minayin leberchas haTorah lefaneha min haTorah. How do I know that you say a bracha before learning Torah? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu." Now that one's not nearly as direct as the previous one. No, the previous one was like V'achalta, okay, that's eating. V'savata, I'm full. V'verachta, it's like as clear as instructions can be. Step one, step two, step three. Over here, how exactly do you see Birchas HaTorah from here? Kishem Hashem Ekra, when we call out the name of Hashem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, we ascribe greatness to our God. What does it have to do with Torah, with a bracha, anything? So Rashi over here seems to understand that Kishem Hashem Ekra means when we say a bracha, Havagodel Elokeinu, it's followed by Torah. That first we say the bracha, and then it's followed immediately by Godel Elokeinu, by Talmud Torah. However, the Marsha understands it in the reverse. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I'm going to do the Shem Hashem, to call the Shem Hashem, and that is Torah. Torah is Shem Hashem. How do I know Torah is Shem Hashem? The Ramban writes in his Hakdama to his commentary on Chumash that he has a Kabbalah Shalemes. The Kala Torah Kula is Shemos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is all the name of Hashem. That's why the Ramban holds. Well, yeah. It's still Shmos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's still Torah. It's just a question of what makes them different, because Moshe couldn't have died and still been writing. So, okay. But the Ramban holds that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, which would mean, the Ramban says, if you're missing a single letter, even if it doesn't really change the meaning of the word as we know it, even Chaseres Yeseres, it would passel the entire thing. Right? Because it's no longer an accurate depiction of Shmos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, says Marsha, means when I learn Torah, have a good little kainer. I better make sure that I say a bracha before I do that. I better make sure that you say a bracha. Now, that Marsha might explain the kasha that several of the Rishonim deal with, which is that in Yuma, in the Gemara, in Yuma Lamed Zayin, the Gemara has an entirely different halacha that it derives from this same pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra, have a good little kainer. The Gemara in Yuma derives that when they call out the Shema Meforash in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone had to respond, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yelam Ve'ed. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when they're going to say the Shem Hashem, Hov Godel Elokeinu, so you better scream out some compliment. You have to scream out something about the greatness of Hashem. So how can you learn two halachas from the same pasuk? But if you say like the Marsha, it's not two halachas. It's one halacha. Shem Hashem demands praise. When you encounter Shem Hashem, it demands a response or a response, I guess. It demands something. It demands some prelude, right? So it demands some statement. So either if that Shem Hashem is coming in the form of the Shema Mefarash, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yelam Ve'ed. If that Shem Hashem is coming in the form of Talmud Torah, so Birchas HaTorah. That also fits very nicely with the Brisker Rav, because there are all these shittos and rishonim that we've learned about through the course of the year, I'm sure, whether Birchas HaTorah, what kind of bracha is it? Do you say like the Ramban, it's a Birchas Shavach Vodah? Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Is it a Birchas HaNenin, which is a Geshmak HaShita, but probably not the Pashtos? Is it, what does the Brisker Rav say? Something unusual. He makes up a new category of bracha. No one knows this? A bracha on Cheftzo Shel Torah. Right? That if there's Cheftzo Shel Torah, it demands a bracha. What in the world does that mean? Is that a nanin, mitzvah? What is that? We have categories for brachas. What does it mean, a bracha, Cheftzo Shel Torah? But if you say that there's a special drasha over here, Kishem Hashem Erka, Avagodah Elokeinu, that when you encounter Shem Hashem, just the encounter with the Shem Hashem demands a response. So then you understand. You encounter Shem Hashem, you encounter Torah. Torah is Shem Hashem. It demands a bracha. So that's what means a bracha on Cheftzo Shel Torah. It doesn't fit any of the other categories of brachos. But anyway, that's how we know the two brachos that are daraisa. It says Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the manu birchas haTorah le'acharei min birchas hamazon mikal v'chomer. we can learn that you have to say a bracha after learning Torah from Birchas HaMazon with the following Kal V'chomer, which we'll see in a second. Birchas HaMazon lefenem and Birchas HaTorah mikal V'chomer. And we can learn that you have to say a bracha before eating food from Birchas HaTorah, from a Kal V'chomer. The idea that you should have to say a bracha after learning Torah, we're going to derive from a Kal V'chomer from Birchas HaMazon as follows. Umam mazon she'ein ta'un lefanav. If mazon, which does not require bracha beforehand, ta'un li'achrav, but does require bracha afterwards, so what do you see? What's the baseline now? What you see is that there's more of a reason to be mechayev a bracha after than there is to be mechayev a bracha before. So Torah shetuna lefanah, Torah which requires a bracha before, ein odin shetuna l'acharah, all the more so should require a bracha afterwards. U'birchas hamazon lefanah min birchas haTorah mikal v'chomer. And we can learn birchas hamazon, a bracha on mazon before eating, from birchas haTorah, from mikal v'chomer as follows. Uma Torah she'in tu'una l'acharah, tu'una lefanah. If Torah, which does not require a bracha afterwards, does require a bracha before, which means that the baseline is that a bracha before is more important, because you see that by Torah, the Torah only tells us to say a bracha before. Mazon she'utal ne'achrav, so mazon where you're going to say a bracha afterwards, ein odin she'utal nefanav, all the more so you're going to have to say a bracha beforehand. So when you learn from a Kal V'chomer, You have a pasuk, and then you use that pasuk to teach a Kal V'chomer to somewhere else. Is the din you have just generated a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, or something in between? You're getting ahead. Well, just ask. Is it what is it when you learn from a Kal V'chomer? No. You're thinking too much. It's d'oraisa. Why is it d'oraisa? You say it every day. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. It's one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben, Kal V'chomer. So it's absolutely Doraisa. So the question then becomes, now say it. Once you have one Kal V'chomer, the other one doesn't work.
Right?
Meaning each Kal V'chomer has to be independent in some way, because once you know one Kal V'chomer, the other one doesn't work. So the way some understand the Gemara is that it's not really by comparison. What we're really saying is that a Kal V'chomer as follows, that if you have to bench, right, if you have to say a bracha after eating, Kal V'chomer you have to say a bracha before eating. And if you have to say, just on its own, without any comparisons, if you have to say a bracha before learning, Kal V'chomer you have to say a bracha after learning, without any comparisons. That's how the Gra understands. And the Gra asks, wait a second, how can both of those Kal V'chomers be true? Right? Meaning, in order to have a Kal V'chomer, you need two ingredients. You need a Kal, and you need a Chamur. So if you're going to have a Kal V'chomer, Minei Ubei, right? An inherent Kal V'chomer. That if I say a bracha afterwards, Kal V'chomer I'm going to say before. If I say a bracha before, Kal V'chomer I'm going to say after. So you have to decide which is Chamur, which is Kal. Where would you more expect to say a bracha, before or after? If you'd more expect to say a bracha before, so then you could say, oh, if I have to say a bracha after, Kal V'chomer I have to say before, and that would work for Birchas HaMazon, but it wouldn't work for Birchas HaTorah. So the Gra says so beautifully. The Gra says, you know where you'd more expect to say a bracha? There's a good back pocket fart. Says the Gra, you know where my back pocket's not there, is it? But whatever. The Gra says, you know where you'd expect to say a bracha? You'd expect to say a bracha at the point of the height of your excitement, where you're most energized by what you're experiencing. It's not about before or after. It's about where's the end. You know, Shevach Vodah. It's not before you see it. It's when you see it. Wow, you're blown away. You say a bracha. When it comes to food, when is the height of your excitement about the food? After you eat. After you eat, it doesn't even matter what you ate. Like, you're just full. It's when the sizzling steak is about to be put down right in front of you. Right? Whenever I say that example, I get that response right there. Someone goes, oh. That's the height of the excitement. Always works. That's the height of the excitement. When it comes to Torah, very few people will walk into a base medrash and be like, oh, wow, all these svarim, I can't wait to learn. I'm so excited. No, you don't feel the energy beforehand. When do you feel the energy from learning Torah? It's afterwards. You just had a geshmak seder where you did. So it's at the peak of the energy, the peak of the excitement. If the Torah tells me that I have to say a bracha before learning Torah, where I'm not even energized at all, kal v'chomra, I should say a bracha after learning Torah. If the Torah tells me I have to say a bracha after eating food, where I'm not at all feeling anything other than just bloated or whatever, so kal v'chomer, I'm going to have to say a bracha beforehand when the sizzling steak is coming to the table. Oh. So I'm going to have to, right? So I'm for sure going to have to say a bracha. So says the Gra, that's what these kal v'chomers are based on. But anyway, the Gemara rejects these kal v'chomers because these are not dinim daraisa. Ika lemifrach, the Gemara says, we can reject these kal v'chomers. What does the bach add over here? Ayin lekaman perak shol shalach sof taf memches. Okay. Mal mazon shekein nehene. That you can't compare mazon to Torah, because by mazon there is physical pleasure, so you can't derive one from the other. And malatorah shekein chayei olam, and Torah provides one with chayei olam, so you can't compare that to mazon. Va'od, and furthermore, our Mishnah, Tanan ala mazon mevarich lachav veinu mevarich lefanav, it says in our Mishnah that when one is a balkeri, so he should be maharer benching, or bench, but he should not make a bracha before the food at all when he's a balkari. Why? Because what was the rule? Anything that's daraisa, he does. Anything that's not daraisa, he doesn't do. So what do you see very clearly from our Mishnah? That a bracha before food is not daraisa, because we tell him not to do it. So main point number one, birchas, we try to learn birchas hamazon before and birchas haTorah after, from kal v'chomers, but they're rejected. The kal v'chomers are rejected. Okay, now we're going to have the rest of the Amud is three statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ayu asked, the next words are not Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so you got to look in the side. It changes it to Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So three statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Safek kara kriyash ma safek lo kara. You're not sure if you said Kriyashma. What's the rule if you're not sure if you did a mitzvah? Savidaraisa l'chomer, Savidaraban l'kula. Great, Kriyashma. What would you say? Without cheating. You're not sure if you said Kriyashma. You'd have to say it again. Savidaraisa, right? Says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eino chozer kari. You don't have to say Kriyashma again. Savik omer emes viatsiv, Savik lo omer. You're not sure if you said emes viatsiv, chozer viomer, emes viatsiv. Emes viatsiv, you're mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim is Daraisa. And therefore, you have to say emes v'yatzim. My time, kriyashma d'rabanan, emes v'yatzim d'oraisa. Kriyashma is only d'rabanan, emes v'yatzim is d'oraisa. What? Kriyashma is only d'rabanan? Ask the Gemara, Masr of Yosef, two words, uv'shachbecha, uv'kamecha. How could you possibly say that's only d'rabanan? Am le'abaye, u'b'divrei Torah k'siv. No, uv'shachbecha, uv'kamecha is talking about learning. It's not talking about saying Shema. So essentially, turn back to the first parak, rip out every single page. What are we talking about over here? The whole thing, all those drushes, b'shachlas, man shchivas, man kimo, all of this. It was all one big joke. Says Tosfos, it's not a joke. It's what we call asmachta. I have a joke, right? It's that it wasn't that we weren't really darshening. Tosfos over here. Ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Adam yilel parakama be'erev mishum t'chsev b'shachcha asmachta b'yalmu. That was just a smachta, according to this opinion. Wow. So, Amle Abaye, sorry, Tanan, Balkari Mahar Belibo Veinum Varech Lolov Nevelo Lachra. Our Mishnah said that a Balkari should only think the Kriya Shema because it's Daraisa, but he shouldn't even think the brachos before and after. Valamazon Mevarech Lachra Veinum Varech Lovadov. Benching, he should think, but Bracha Rishona, not even. But if you hold that Emes Yatzav is Daraisa, why is the Balkari not being Maharer the Birchus Kriyashma? If Emes Yatzav is Daraisa, he should be Maharer the Emes Yatzav. So says Gemara, no. What makes Emes Yatzav Daraisa? It's Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you already said Kriyashma, you already did Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. My time of Varech, Im Yishum Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ha'itka Leva Kriyashma. If it's because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you already said it in Kriyashma. So says Gemara, great! So V'neima Ha, V'loli Bayaha. Why are we saying that the Balkari should be Maharer Kriyashma? Let him be Maharer Emes V'yatziv. No, wouldn't that be the... If either one is the fulfillment of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's really the Mitzvah D'Raisa, let him just be Maharer Emes V'yatziv. Says Mar, Kriya Shema Adifa Dispatarti. Kriya Shema is, if you have, you're given the option of Emes Yatzev or Kriya Shema, you'd rather do Kriya Shema. Why? Because Kriya Shema has two great things. It has Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim and Kabbalas HaMalach Shemayim. Now the problem over here is, wait a second, so why, when you're not sure if you said Emes V'Yatziv, would you have to repeat Emes V'Yatziv? Let's go back to that halacha for a second. If you're not sure if you said Emes V'Yatziv, you repeat it. Why? Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim is Mitzvah Daraisa. Simple question. What, did you say Kriya Shema or did you not say Kriya Shema? If you said Kriya Shema, oh, that's a good answer, but if you said Kriya Shema, then you wouldn't say Emes V'Yatziv again, because you already Yotzei Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim, Emes V'Yatziv would go back to being a Derabbanan. If you didn't say Kriya Shema, then you have the option of doing Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim either by saying Kriya Shema or by saying Emes V'Yatziv. From our mission, we see you should choose Kriya Shema, because it's a double kiyum. So Shreya is suggesting a very interesting answer. Maybe you said Kriya Shema, but not the last parasha of Kriya Shema. So maybe you did... What?
Or it's like you're going to be actually
but you're still being Makabal HaMalach Shemayim, so I don't know if that would work. But the Tosus over here deals with this question. Tosus suggests something slightly differently. Tosus says, let's say you're not sure. You're not sure if you did anything. You're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, you're not sure if you said Emes Yatziv. What are the chances that you said Emes V'Yatziv and didn't say Kriya Shema? How many times in your life did you be like, I remembered Emes V'Yatziv, but I forgot Kriya Shema? Like zero. The chances are pretty much zero. Chances that maybe you said Kriya Shema, not Emes V'Yatziv, much more likely. Right? Chances that you said both, also much more likely, because if you said one, you probably, if you said Kriya Shema, you probably just did the normal tefillah. Right? So to choose, when you're not sure what you did, you're not sure if you said either one, to choose to say Kriya Shema only would be a strange choice, because the one thing you know for sure that you didn't do is said Emes V'Yatziv and not Kriya Shema. So to choose to say Kriya Shema is definitely covering your bases for the one scenario that you know for sure didn't happen. So therefore he says that's why you choose Emes V'Yatziv, because that scenario is much more likely, that you said Kriya Shema and you didn't say Emes V'Yatziv. Okay. Rabbi Lozer says, Savik kar Kriya Shema, Savik lo kar, Chazim kar Kriya Shema. If you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, say it again. Savik spalo, Savik lo spalo. You're not sure if you davened, Eino Chazim spalo. Don't daven again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ulvai Shei spalo adam kol yom kulo. What do you mean, daven again? You might as well daven all day long. It's really great to daven all day long. Is that literal? Can you just keep saying Shema Nesreis over and over and over? So Tosus points out that it's only if you're Mesupak. If you know that you davened, you may not continue to say, and we're about to see that explicitly in the Gemara. If you davened already, and then you accidentally daven again, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're like, oh, I davened Mincha at the early Minyan. And there you are, in the middle of Mincha again, so you have to stop. You don't just keep going. You can't just. It's not really Levi Shei Spal Kol Yom Kulo. But if you're Mechadish Badavar, like Shreyer is suggesting, Mechadish Badavar, you add something in, so then Tos says that, then you can. Then you could be Mespal Kol Yom Kulo. We'll get to that in a second. The Gemara will get to it.
What if you... Don't we have the... In the first 30 days, you're not sure if you had a Mashmah Ruach at the same time, what they have to...
Yes.
So why don't we say maybe you do have to repeat if you have a suffix by tefillah?
We pass in this way. We pass in Levi Shei Spal Adam Kol Yom Kulo that you do repeat.
If
right?
You have a suffix, you repeat.
What?
If you have a suffix if you daven the Shmona Esrei, you repeat.
Yeah, that's what we pass in. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both pass in.
If you have a suffix, if you daven one of the tefillahs that day, you would.
I think so. I'm not sure. Okay. Vam Rav Yudom Shmuel. You're in the middle of davening, then you realize, I davened already. Right? It's your second time saying mincha that day. Posik v'afilu b'emtza bracha. You stop right in the middle of the bracha. Eini v'am rav nachman ki avinu b'ei rav baravua. But wait a second, didn't we learn that when we buy rav baravua, bon minei hani b'nei b'ei rav, they asked the shayla about the b'nei yeshiva, the tohu mitgri d'chol b'shabbos, that made the mistake, they were davening on Shabbos, and they realized they were davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. When do you always catch yourself every single time that you're davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Salach lanu, and you do the, right? So you make that mistake. Mau sheyigmaru. So what's the halacha? Do you finish or not? V'amalan gomer kolos bracha. At least finish that bracha. Wait, why is it we said when you're davening mincha a second time by accident, you stop mid-bracha? And yet, if you're davening a weekday, Shemon Esrei and Shabbos, you finish Selach Lanu. So says Gemara, Hachiyashta. What does Hachiyashta mean?
Vaulting
comparison. Ha'asam gavra bar chiyuvahu. Over there, the guy is a bar chiyuvah in Shemon Esrei, meaning by Shabbos, you have to say Shemon Esrei. It's just you don't have to say this super long Shemon Esrei that you say during the week, because Rabbanu D'lat Rechum Yishrom Kavod Shabbos. The Rabbanu are not going to be matriach you for Kavod Shabbos. Aval hacha tzalilei. But when it comes to a second mincha, you're already davening, you don't need davening a second mincha. Well, how many main points did we do so far? Oh, so let's do another couple. Second one, Gemara quotes a shita that Kriya Shema is Rabbanan. And MS Vyatsev is Doraisa. And Beshachcha refers to Torah. So that's an interesting shita to know. The third one, two shitos if you have a suffix whether you davened. Either don't daven or do daven because you might as well daven all day long. And the next one. If you remember in middle that you davened already, stop. But if you realize that you're saying a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos, finish the bracha. Says Gemara, third statement out of Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, third and final one for today. Vam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, his spalv v'nichlus beisachnes as matzatzi b'shem espalvim. You already davened and you walk into a shul, but you davened b'yichidus. Now you walk into a shul and you see it's tzibur davening. If you have something to be mechadish in the Shemon Esrei, then you could daven again. If you have nothing to add, nothing new to add, then don't daven again. Utsricha, I need to be told both of these last two halachas. Both the halacha that if you davened already and now you're davening a second time that you stop in the middle, and the halacha that if you walk into a shul after having davened already that you don't daven again. If you only would have told me the previous halacha about having davened already and by accident davening again, I would think, yeah, that's true that you don't do it again when you initially davened b'yichidus and now you're davening again b'yichidus. Or you initially davened b'tzibur and now you're again davening b'tzibur. But I would have thought that if you have a chance to upgrade your tefillah, that initially you daven b'yichidus and now you see a tzibur, so you have a chance to upgrade to tefillah b'tzibur. Aval yachal legavi tzibur kamad lo tzali dami. I would think that's like you didn't daven because tefillah b'yichidus is on such a lower level. No, you don't daven again. V'yashmin hach, and if you only would have told me the second case of walking into the shul after having daven b'yichidus, I would say, yeah, that's where you don't daven mishum v'lo askilba, because you haven't started yet, so we don't tell you to start a new Shemon Esrei. Aval hasam, but when you catch yourself in the middle of a Shemon Esrei, realizing that it's your second time saying mincha that day, da askilba, emalo, I might think, don't stop. So tzricha, that's why I need both cases to tell me that, yes, you do stop. Main point number one on top, if you davened already, even be yechidus, you don't daven again when a tzibur presents itself. And that will be it for today.